we got off to a quiet start to the week, which perhaps ended up helping out the market. We're in the final days of summer holiday for many a trader, and as such, trading conditions should continue to be on the lighter side into early September. At the moment, all of the intense downside pressure on risk assets from previous week has stalled out, and it feels like investors are once again looking for any and all excuses to get back to pricing in a less aggressive Fed outlook than the central bank had painted in last week's Fed minutes. We'll hear from the Fed chair later in the week, and investors will be hoping for a less hawkish tone. The market has also done a good job taking a breather in the face of concerning China headlines. Chinese banks made a smaller than expected cut to their benchmark lending rate. Citigroup cut its China GDP forecasts, and the Wall Street Journal was out with a downbeat weekend report. Elsewhere, the yen was right back under pressure on Monday, closing in on a retest of the recent yearly low against the US dollar. This after the BOJ was out reporting record JGB buying, something that would suggest the central bank is nowhere close to reconsidering its monetary policy stance. Looking ahead, key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from the Eurozone current account, UK CBI trends, and US existing home sales. That's all for now.